Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC, and let's continue now with our Pledge Drive series about idioms, those phrases of two or more words that add up to more than the sum of their parts. You can't just look up the individual words in a dictionary to figure out the meaning. And that's where my guest for the series comes in. Christine Ammer is the author of the new second edition of the American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms. Welcome back, Christine. Let's hope the cat's not got your tongue.
I hope not. That's an old saying. Used to be said to children in the 1800s. It used to be said to, you know, a child, have you got your tongue? But now it's just used very generally for adults or anybody. And it just means, why aren't you talking? Why aren't you answering?
The first of our idioms that refer to animals, which is today's theme. How about get someone's goat?
Oh, that is a wonderful one, and it has a disputed origin. To get somebody's goat means, of course, to irritate them, to really get them upset by teasing them or whatever. But H.L. Mencken, who was a wonderful writer about words, said that it came from using a goat as a calming influence in a racehorse's stall and removing it just before the race. And when you removed it, the horse got very nervous. Now, there's no firm evidence for this origin, but it's colorful enough so that it has hung on. It dates from about 1900.
How about the phrase, which I found myself using sometimes, a pig in a poke? I know what a pig is. I don't even know what a poke is, but I know, well, I use it to mean, well, you kind of, it's kind of a crapshoot.
That's right. You don't know what you're getting. It goes back to an old... actually, it appeared in a book of Proverbs from 1562. It's that old. And a poke was a bag, basically. It was a word for a bag. So if you went to a farmer's market and bought a pig or thought you bought a pig, they often would, when you weren't looking, put in a worthless cat. And so you didn't find that out until you got home. And so when you opened the bag, you found you had a pig in a poke. The same idiom comes, let the cat out of the bag.
Uh-huh.
The same thing comes from that same story, though it didn't surface until a little later. And again, it's let the worthless cat out when you thought you had this very valuable pig.
Uh-huh. But now let the cat out of the bag could mean a very valuable secret that you let slip.
Well, that's true. Some meanings change, as we know, but some stay the same.
By the way, I want to mention, remember yesterday we asked listeners to play a little word game, idiom game, and see how many idioms they could get into 100 words or even into a 140-character tweet if they wanted an even stiffer challenge. Now, some of you, not surprising to us, were incredibly creative with this. So if the rest of you want to see them, we've put selections of posts on our website. How many idioms can you fit in 100 words or in a tweet, including this tweet from a wine store, it looks like. You ready, Christine?
I certainly am.
Somebody tweeted, don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Purchase no wine before it's time. Discretion is the better part of valor. So they got three idioms into a 140-character tweet.
Very well done, yeah.
And listeners,
That person is definitely not a black sheep, is he, in your list?
Right. And listeners, you can see the other ones at our page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We have time for a few more from the animals category. How about a lame duck? How did that come to represent somebody who's running out of time in office?
That actually came from the stock market way back when. 19th century, the British stock market. And it was somebody who didn't do the right thing and therefore was sent out and waddled off like a duck. He was sent away. I'm trying to get the right date for this.
So it wasn't just timing, but it was somebody who was wounded by his own actions.
broker who did not meet his debts. And it was, that actually, it goes back to the 1700s. And in the mid-19th century, it was transferred to office holders. And now, of course, we have the lame duck amendment, the 20th to our Constitution, which calls for Congress and each president to take office in January instead of March. And that meant that that eliminated the lame duck section of Congress.
And that brings us to our assignment, for those of you who like to play with words, for tomorrow's segment. Lame duck and dark horse are both animal idioms that feature in politics. So for tomorrow, folks, what idiomatic phrase describes today's politics? Does sequester feature in your dictionary, Christine? What about?
I'm afraid not. It's too new, and I'm kind of hoping it will die out along with the sequester.
along with a lot of other people hoping that it will die out. And so, listeners, come up with something, tweet it at us, use our Facebook page, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. What other idiomatic phrases besides dark horse or lame duck might describe today's politics? Go ahead and post it, and we will be back tomorrow with more with Christine Ammer from the American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms, the author of the American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms. This has been such a fun series, and so we really appreciate it, and we look forward to the final chapter tomorrow.
Thank you for having me.
Now, coming up on the Leonard Lopez Show, right after the news, historian Taylor Branch talks about the heroes of the civil rights movement and the life of Martin Luther King, among other things. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Oh, they also have Dawn Upshaw on with Leonard today. I'm Brian Lehrer. Talk to you tomorrow. The news is next.